Welcome to KBS World Radio, everyone. Thank you for joining us on Books on Demand, a show that introduces a treasure trove of Korean short stories to the global audiences. Today, we introduce The Water Wheel by Na Do-hyang. I'm your host, Karen Choi, and please stay tuned.
When the water flows into the water sluice with a thump and then spills out over the heavy water wheel to lift it with a thud, the labourer's nasal twangs are heard plaintively from inside the mill where the white chaff is settled in layers. Swish, swish, swish. The water turns into marbles, then into silver sparkles, then stretches out like bamboo stalks before pouring down with a bang to turn into blue and white dragons that soar toward the corner of a mountain for 10 li. And the water comes back to traverse through the center of a field for 5 li, before passing by Bangwon's village, where there is a watermill.
Na Do-hyang's The Water Wheel was published in 1925. The key characters in the story consist of Bangwon and his wife, and Shin Chi-gyu, a man in his 50s. Visible from the water wheel is a large village that stretches north and east, and the wealthiest and most powerful man in this village was a man by the name of Shin Chi-gyu. Bangwon and his wife lived day to day by working as a farmhand at his house and farming his land. The village's water mill is where a major event takes place. Here's literary critic Chun So-young to tell us more about Na Do-hyang's short story, The Water Wheel.
A water wheel is usually located far from a village. It was often used as a rest stop for travelers or a secret rendezvous spot for lovers. The story shows how poverty in rural communities in the 1920s changed people's ethical sense towards sex. The water wheel's traditional meaning and sexual connotations served to link economic issues and eroticism. This period was when capitalistic modernization took place in Joseon. Na Do-hyang wanted to show how poverty and money problems destroyed love and the depravity of carnal desires through this tragic story.
On an autumn night with the moon shining down on the watermill, a man and a woman were hatching a dangerous plan. Come on, I'm not playing around with you. You know I'm doing this because I have no son. Why don't you bear one for me? Then wouldn't everything that belongs to me become yours? Come now, why don't you say yes? Then I'll kick Bangwon out as early as tomorrow and take you in. How are you going to throw him out? That won't be so hard. What can he do if I tell him to leave? The woman was Bangwon's young wife, and the man was Bangwon's master, Shin Chi-gyu.
Master, why don't you go ahead? The old man impatiently grabs her hand. His breathing gets quicker, as if his heart is racing. A gentleman wouldn't behave like this. The young woman tries to pull her hand away, but her actions seem to say that she is going to permit everything. The old man embraces the girl and turns toward the back of the watermill. Back in his arms, she looks at him with eyes full of desire. Master, you wouldn't lie, would you? Of course not. The young woman took the old man's arm with one hand and pointed at the watermill with the other. Let's go in there. The old man and the girl went into the mill and left about 20 to 30 minutes later.
Bangwon's wife was having a tryst with Shin Chi-gyu. Here's Bang Min-ho, professor of Korean literature at Seoul National University, explaining what kind of character Bangwon's wife is.
아내는 도덕적인 규칙이라든지 규율에 의해서 움직이는 것이 아니라
Bangwon's wife wanted to live a more comfortable life, enjoying all the pleasures of the world. She is not motivated by moral rules. She is the kind of person who can easily ignore or bypass anything that stops her from pursuing her desires. She is a very immoral person.
Three days later, Shin Chi-gyu calls Bangwon. Something has come up in my family, so why don't you look for a better job somewhere else? Bangwon could somehow find the means to make a living if he were alone, but he had a wife to support. So the manservant begged and pleaded with Shin Chi-gyu, but it was useless. When Bangwon came home, he told his wife about the sudden termination and asked her to talk to the lady of the house. What are you going to do? How are you going to look after me from now on? Having already decided to become Shin Chi-gyu's mistress, Bangwon's wife argued with him on every point.
Tell me, how did you support me and allow me to live in luxury? You dragged me around for 7 years only to end up in the servants' quarter of someone else's house. You cruel wench. Why are you cussing at me? Look at you, swearing at a woman you can't even take care of. Have you ever bought me a silver ring or a hairpin? Is that what you wanted? A silver ring and a silver hairpin? You dirty wench. Who are you calling dirty? You are the dirty bastard. The word bastard starts coming out of the woman's mouth. Who are you calling a bastard? Bangwon kicks her behind twice, and the girl falls forward before getting up again. Her disheveled hair sticking out everywhere, and there's malice in her quivering eyes. Why are you beating me? You bastard! Why don't you just kill me? Go ahead. This will be the end of both of us. Do you have a death wish or what? Every time Bangwon's fist or foot struck the woman's body, he realized that an intense pain pierced the middle of his chest. A pain more intense than the girl felt. Hitting his wife in rage is just like tearing out his heart with his own teeth.
That night, Bangwon drank until he became senseless. Money, what is money? Oh, money is the death of me. Money, money. People are more important than money, not the other way around. That useless woman. Why did she insult me like that and hurt my feelings? Once he arrived at home, Bangwon tries to apologize to his wife. Hey, are you sleeping? His wife was not home. Bangwon came out to the main street to look for her. His next-door neighbor told him that she tidied up her hair before walking towards the watermill. That stupid wench, why would she go there? Bangwon went to the watermill to look for his wife. That was when he spotted his wife and Shin Chi-gyu leaving the watermill together. I never imagined that you would do this. Never imagine what? You won't be able to abuse me from now on. A man should step back when a girl refuses. What an unmanly behavior. Let go of me. The girl jerked her arm away from his grasp and Shin Chi-gyu stepped in between the two.
What do you think you're doing? If you're drunk, just go home and sleep. Can't you see what you're doing? Bangwon glares at them silently. If he could, he would have knocked him to the ground, but he still considered him his master. That notion shackles his mouth and arms like a flash of lightning. Having served others all his life since childhood, he has in his heart deeply rooted fear of his superior. But starting today, Shin Chi-gyu is no longer his master, and he, Shin Chi-gyu's servant. They stand there as equal human beings. No, from this moment, on Shin Chi-gyu is Bangwon's enemy. Even if I tore your limbs apart, it wouldn't be enough. You told me to leave today just so you can take my wife, didn't you? You must be out of your mind. I'm heading in first. You talk to your husband and come in later. As the situation seems to turn dangerous, Shin Chi-gyu attempts to slip away. Where do you think you're going? You have never gotten a taste of what's coming, have you? Bangwon beats him up mercilessly with his fist. He later realizes that his fists are not enough, so he picks up an anvil nearby and pummels Shin with it. Rage fills his arms and his whole body to the extreme, completely exposing the cruelty that instinctively lies in every man's heart. Oh no! Somebody help him! Help him!
Bang Won ended up being arrested with assault.
이방원의 생각과 행동을 보면 당시에 빈부격차에 따라
Judging from Bang Won's thoughts and actions, he is governed by the relationship of dominance and subordination rising from the gap between the rich and the poor. Even though there was no social caste system, Bang Won still felt so oppressed by Shin Chi-gyu's authority that he had considered himself Shin's servant. But after witnessing Shin Chi-gyu and his wife in front of the watermill, Bang Won talked about seeing Chi-gyu as an equal human being. He tried to escape from the hierarchy of capitalism, but that attempt failed tragically when his wife, already on the side of capitalism, refused to join him.
자본주의 세계 쪽으로 기울어진 아내가 거부를 함으로써 결국 비극이 발생을 하죠.
That was literary critic Chun So-young explaining how Bang Won tried to transform from a compliant servant to a human being. Bang Won returned to the village after spending 3 months in jail, but his wife had already become Shin Chi-gyu's mistress. Should I do away with them both? That night, Bang Won decided to kill both his wife and Shin Chi-gyu and stole into his former master's house. Then he went to his wife's room and carefully shakes the window. Who's there? When he heard the voice of a lovely girl for the first time in a long while, he feels as though he is being seduced by her charm and sensuality, just as he had dreamed in jail. It seems they are reunited in his dream, and all his resolve seems to melt away once he laid eyes on her. Bang Won became momentarily hesitant, but he soon regained his sense of purpose. He stuffed a towel into his wife's mouth and dragged her to the watermill. There, he then again pleaded with his wife to come back.
Why don't we run far, far away like we did before? I can't bear to kill you with my own hands. No, I'd rather die than go with you. I never want to live such a pathetic low life again. How can you say that? You made me lose everything I had, and you even made me go to prison. It was hell on earth. Yet you still to refuse to hear my last wish? I always knew that I would die by your hands. I'm going to end up dead anyway, so why don't you just kill me now? Do you really mean it? Seriously? Yes, I do. Bang Won thrusts his knife deep into the girl's side. Blood gushes over his shaking hand still holding the knife. Bang Won pulls out the knife and then, pointing it toward his heart, falls on top of the girl, ending his own life instantly.
What is the author's message? Professor Bang Min-ho answers that question.
나도향은 가진 자와 못 가진 자의 구별이 있는 사회가
Na Do-hyang wanted to show how a society with a wide gap between the rich and the poor can ruin people's lives. He also wanted to say that poor people are not to blame for the poverty they're experiencing, and that they also have the desire and energy to live a good life. This story aimed to say that the tragedy can go on as long as the laws and institutions help sustain such irrational situations.
이 세계의 비극은 계속 연장될 수밖에 없다라는 것을 나도향은 힘있게 그 이야기하고 싶었던 것이 아닌가라고 생각을 합니다.
Thank you for tuning in to Books on Demand. This week we read The Water Wheel by Na Do-hyang. This has been Karen Choi, and please join me again next week.